USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When darkness fell, Northport, Florida police suspended their search for a missing man who is also the person of interest in the disappearance of 22-year-old Gabby Petito. Police say they will resume their search in the Carlton Reserve in the southwest section of Florida in the morning for Brian Landry. Officers did go to his home on Friday evening expecting to question him a bit about his missing fiancée, but his family says they haven't seen or heard from him since Tuesday. A lawyer for the Petito family issuing a statement at news of Landry's disappearance and the subsequent search, saying he's probably just hiding because he doesn't want to be arrested. A police official noting he has not been criminally charged, he is simply a person of interest, and he can go wherever he wants.
There's an enormous amount of pressure, I'm sure, on him to provide answers on what's going on here.
This is USA.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Haitian immigrants seeking to escape poverty are still huddled under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Scores of the crowd of over 10,000 re-entering Mexico to buy water, food, and in many cases diapers for their children before then returning to that encampment in Texas. The Department of Homeland Security saying late Saturday it moved about 2,000 of the migrants out of that camp to other locations for processing or possible removal from the U.S. They also say they're going to have 400 more agents and officers in that vicinity by Monday morning. Environmental and animal rights groups both blasting the Department of the Interior's decision to allow a bison hunt in Grand Canyon National Park. The park system says it authorized it because the bison population has grown so rapidly it's harming the environment. A letter sent by several organizations saying that bison are native to that area and should not be treated like invasive species. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Justice for J6 rally was held in the nation's capital as scheduled on Saturday afternoon, but police say the crowd was sparse and incidents were few. The rally held by people wanting to show support for the people arrested after the January 6th insurrection.
Denied bail. Denied medical care.
Mourners in California saying prayers and final goodbyes on Saturday to three Marines who died in last month's bombing in Afghanistan as family and friends gathered. They were among 13 U.S. troops killed in that horrific suicide bombing at Afghanistan's Kabul airport, also claiming the lives of over 160 Afghan citizens on the 26th of August. Meanwhile, the Biden policy for withdrawing the troops from Afghanistan recently still coming under fire, especially from many Republicans.
The Pentagon said Friday that a drone strike undertaken in Kabul back in August mistakenly killed 10 innocent people, including 7 children, instead of an ISIS-K terrorist planning on attacking the Kabul airport. Marine General Frank McKenzie, head of U.S. Central Command, called the strike a tragic mistake. Congressman Michael Waltz believes that the kind of faulty intelligence that led to that strike will continue without any U.S. presence in the country. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that human assets are needed for counterterrorism operations like drone strikes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.